I'm Andy Farmer, spokesman for the State Corporation Commission. The following news release was issued by the SCC on May 1, 2012, in conjunction with the entry of an SCC order in case number PUE-2011-00093. The SCC approves energy efficiency and demand reduction programs with customer protections. The State Corporation Commission has authorized several programs requested by Dominion Virginia Power designed to reduce customer electricity usage and demand. The SCC approved a 5-year residential bundle program consisting of 4 programs: the Residential Home Energy Checkup Program, the Residential Duct Testing and Sealing Program, the Residential Heat Pump Tune-Up Program, the Residential Heat Pump Upgrade Program. The Commission placed a total cost cap for the Residential Bundle Program at $90 million for the 5-year period. The SCC also approved a 5-year Commercial Bundle Program consisting of 2 programs: the Commercial Energy Audit Program, the Commercial Duct Testing and Sealing Program. The total cost cap for the Commercial Bundle Program is $45 million for the 5-year period. To protect customers, the SCC imposed the caps on the total amount which could be billed to customers for the costs of the efficiency programs, including any resulting lost revenues to the company. Under Virginia law, a utility company is allowed to charge its customers both for the implementation costs of the efficiency programs and for revenues it does not receive when customers reduce their energy usage as a result of such programs. In its order, the SEC stated, quote, "The evidence indicates that the costs associated with lost revenues could constitute more than half of the total costs to customers of these programs," unquote. The SEC found that the potential bill increases resulting from these programs is relevant to its determination of the public interest and therefore established the total cost caps for the programs. The SEC approved a commercial distributed generation program as a peak shaving program rather than an energy efficiency program. In addition, the SEC approved cost recovery for a previously allowed electric vehicle pilot program. The Commission rejected the continuation and expansion of the residential lighting program, a rebate program for the purchase of compact fluorescent light bulbs. The SCC determined that there is significant information available to the public regarding the potential energy savings benefits of CFL bulbs, even absent a ratepayer-subsidized program through the utility. The SCC also rejected a commercial refrigeration program, stating that the company had not established the cost-effectiveness of the program as a whole. Under Virginia law, a utility company is allowed to recover certain costs for demand-side programs on customer bills. For these programs, recovery will be accomplished through a recovery mechanism identified as riders C1A and C2A, beginning with service rendered on or after May 1, 2012. Riders C1A and C2A will be reviewed annually and modified as necessary by future orders of the Commission. For additional information regarding this matter, contact me, Andy Farmer, at 804-371-9141. Any or all of this audio file may be used for broadcast or suitable purposes.